If you've got to stay home and want to shop for something other than groceries, your options are limited, pretty much to online. Amazon has been one of the big beneficiaries, even hiring thousands of new workers to keep up with demand during the pandemic lockdowns. But not all countries' regulations on these massive retailers are the same. France, for example, it's got the fourth most reported case of the coronavirus in the world. And a court in France said Amazon is not doing enough to protect its employees. The court said Amazon must only deliver essential goods or face a fine up to $1 million. Amazon said they were protecting their employees, so it shut down its operations in France. Stéphane Angeron is the spokesman for Solidaire, one of the French unions that represents warehouse workers.
It was impossible for Amazon to prove that they were having a right protection of the workers the day of judgment. So they were saying what we were saying for weeks. It wasn't safe.
So Amazon said that it issued masks and gloves to all of its employees and implemented strict social distancing and sanitation and cleaning at its locations. Have you heard otherwise?
Yes, it is true that there were masks for employees, but there weren't enough for all of them. And above all, Amazon was saying and is still saying that they were protecting people with social distanciation. But you must imagine warehouses where there are hundreds of people working. So in reality, in fact, it was just impossible to have social distanciation in the warehouses.
How did this case against Amazon begin in France in the first place?
It began at the beginning of confinement in France, in the middle of March. As you know, like everywhere in the world, people were a bit panicked, and there were special laws that the government did at this moment, protective laws, and you mustn't gather in a place more than 100 people. And people were to go to work the same condition than before to warehouses. So they started to ask questions. They started to say, we don't have we don't have enough alcoholic gel, we don't have enough masks, etc. And Amazon wasn't answering or saying, we will see it later. So the problem began to be an emergency. People tried to exercise their right of withdrawal, which is a right in the French law that allows workers, when there is an immediate danger, to withdraw, so not to go to work and still to be paid. It's an obligation for the employers to protect health of their workers. But Amazon said, and the law is a bit complex about it, says, no, the danger is not immediate. You have some gel, you have some mask, so you can go to work. They refuse. So they said, you can use this right if you want, but you won't be paid. At the beginning, it is the reason why we had to sue Amazon in front of a court, because they didn't want to bargain, they didn't want to listen. It was always the same answers. It's enough. What we are doing is enough.
So during this temporary shutdown, will Amazon still be providing salaries and benefits for its workers in the warehouses? They will.
Yes, Amazon will pay during the 9 days of shutdown. That's true. The point and the question for us is what will Amazon do next, because they are waiting for Friday and the deliberation, and will they ask for the state insurance of wages? For us, it is normal. It's logical that Amazon pays for the workers during the shutdown. They have enough money to do that. And the state help to enterprise in difficulty is for enterprises that are in difficulties. Amazon isn't in difficulty. Amazon is growing and is earning a lot of money during this period of pandemic for the reason we all know, so they can pay for their workers.
I'm curious, Stéphane, does your union, Solidaire, does it maintain contact with other Amazon workers around the globe or here in the U.S., for example? And what are you hearing about Amazon's position toward its warehouse workers?
Yes, we do. We are in touch with workers in Poland, in Germany, in UK, and in America and other countries. They are watching what is happening here in France. We've learned, for example, that three workers of Amazon in U.S. have been fired asking exactly the same thing. So we talked with them and other workers in other countries. And you must know that it isn't a struggle only for French workers in Amazon, but it's a struggle for workers of Amazon everywhere in the world.
Stéphane Angeron is the spokesman for Solidaire, one of the French unions that represents warehouse workers. Stéphane, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
In a statement to The World, Amazon said that it is, quote, perplexed by the court's decision. The company says it's been following the French government's safety measures, but declined to comment further until the court rules on its appeal, expected tomorrow.